2020's big show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, one of our favorites, Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, joins us on The Fan. And obviously, Rick, bringing you on to talk about this idea to get cutouts made of fans. It's going to cost them $50, but it all goes for a good cause.
Yeah, we're having fun with this. I can't take credit for the original idea. A German soccer club was the first team to come up with
it. What was it? Bundesliga or something like that? Yeah.
Yes, although if your listeners remember the movie Mr. 3000 that was filmed at Miller Park back in 2003, we actually had cutouts of fans in the stands to put in the upper deck. So I guess this will be the second time in Miller Park history that we have cutouts
Bernie
of fans.
Mac.
I did not know that. No.
A little trivia for you.
Okay, so it goes towards Brewers charities, right? The $50.
Yeah, portion of it. There's some costs associated with producing that will net out of the balance there.
And it's going to go not behind home, not up and down first or third base. It's going to go way up into the upper deck by Bob Uecker's statue in 422.
Yeah, we thought there was, appropriate. Obviously, it's Bob's 50th year broadcasting with the Brewers. The seats by his statue and the Uecker seats are very, very popular. And given the limited quantities, we thought, what a better way than putting them up there next to Bob so that Bob has company.
I guess my big question, too, is why would you limit it? I mean, if more people want to pay, wouldn't you just do that? Or why was it?
Well, if we're going to sort of see what the demand is, number one, there's actually a lot of logistical and labor-intensive components with this. It's more work than you think. And we obviously wanted to make sure that, if we did this, we could get these done in time for the first home game. Now, if there's a huge swell of demand for this, yes, we are going to then listen to the fans and see what we can do to expand the numbers. But we started out, let's do everything in the Uecker seats. Let's see how it goes. Mm-hmm. Let's see on a production schedule if we can get these done in time. And then if we can, then obviously we'll be looking to expand it.
Yeah, trust me, I got my alarm set for 8:50 because I'm jumping on there quick, Rick. I got my $50. This is brilliant, truly brilliant. And I don't even care. You don't have to show my picture. I just want to support my team. And I also want to let people know that your team store is now open, right?
Yep. We opened yesterday at 11 a.m. and had a very, very nice crowd of people there, which is great to see. There's a lot of, like you said, a lot of pent-up demand for Brewers. Our fans are missing the games. We are missing the games. We're excited that the season's going to be starting, and in the interim, people want to get the Brewers gear, especially since, this is the first year of our new uniform system.
Yes. The new logo, too, right? Or just because I have
new logo, new uniform, 50th anniversary of the team in Milwaukee. So a lot of milestones that obviously we're not able to celebrate exactly the way we anticipated. Mm-hmm. But, we're people, if nothing else, people in Wisconsin are flexible. We pivot. We're nimble. And we're doing what we can to engage the fans. So, if they can't come to the ballpark to watch us play baseball right away, at least we'll be able to listen on radio, watch on TV, and, again, have a virtual fan up in the Uecker seats.
Yeah, I would appreciate that, the fans. I mean, because I always think about getting 40,000 people on the tube. They're truly amazing. But, Rick, talk about the economic impact of not having the minor leagues. I know they're not going to do that. I know you guys invested $60 million. And it's tough on those guys, making a living.
It's devastating. I won't lie to you. Number one, there's 160 minor league baseball teams around the country, and in many of these communities, these are the drivers of entertainment. These are destinations. They provide a lot of full time, part time employment for people. A lot of entertainment. Notwithstanding the fact you've got minor league players who have been completely outside of their ability to really hone their craft, it's devastating. And we own one of our minor league teams. We own our Carolina Mudcats high A team in Zebulon, North Carolina. And obviously that business has been, cut off. And it's severe. It's devastating for these communities. And again, it just shows you, you know, the impact of baseball around the country when it's great, and it also shows you how hard it can be when baseball shut down across the country.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations, here on the Wendy's Big Show. You go through this pandemic, you're not going to have fans, at least to begin with, it doesn't look like, at Miller Park. Some stadiums are trying to get fans in from the jump on this. But either way, there's not going to be nearly as much money made as there would be in years past. It's a shortened season on top of that to go along with it. So when you start looking at future things going forward, and you know, you look at, say, Yelich's contract, which is fairly bigger than everything else on your roster at this point, especially once Braun exits the books here at some point in the near future. How does that affect things going forward for you guys from a payroll perspective?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really great question. You know, there's no question that we're going to lose, you know, a significant amount of money that it's going to take a long time to recoup. And again, true for a lot of businesses. So it's not just baseball teams that are hurting, but, you know, think about how many people are unemployed, how many businesses are impacted. Many will not return. Long term, I'm not worried about the Brewers. And frankly, it's too early to tell, you know, what impact we're going to have on 2021. I'm hopeful that whether through a vaccine or other measures, that we'll be able to have a normal 2021 season with full stands and a lot of people excited. But again, you know, sitting here in July, we've got to get a pathway to do that. The good news is we've got, you know, many months to see some good results, but unknowns. And if 2021 does have is impacted by the COVID, obviously that's going to affect a lot of business decisions. Long term, I feel good. I feel good about Christian Yelich being on the club. I feel like baseball will be in great shape long term. Obviously, like this short term, it's hurting, and we're going to struggle and figure it out and make smart decisions. But yeah, there's no question that this is really topsy turvy and turned our whole world upside down.
You know what, Rick, and I think, you know, and a lot of people are asking, because the players are going to be coming back here to Milwaukee, and then they're going to be, you know, in and around the stadium. How does that change for you guys? I mean, does that locker room change a little bit as far as distancing people? How do you guys will structure that locker room? What does that look like?
Yeah,
for you guys?
Yeah, it's a great question. We have a 111-page manual that Major League Baseball and the Players Association have put together. I actually read all 111 pages. It goes into excruciating detail on all of the hygiene, health, and safety protocols, down to how many people can be in the clubhouse, how many people can be in the dugouts during games, what players are able to do on the road, all the social distancing, all of the requirements to wear masks, limits on what persons can be in and around the ballpark or have any proximity to the players. So, yeah, all those protocols. One thing I do feel very good about is I feel that baseball and the Players Association together have put together a program that can do everything we can within reason to, you know, make the players and our staff as healthy as possible. There's going to be people who are going to get the virus. We know that. Just the odds are that it's going to happen. But I think we're doing everything we can to minimize the exposure, to reduce the risk. Players and staff that are high risk for many reasons have been given the opportunity to not participate. What we don't want to do is put anybody's health in danger if they're not comfortable. And I'll tell you, the one thing is, because the players have been involved in the setting these protocols, I feel that the players are smart, they're responsible, they're taking this seriously. And frankly, they understand that, you know, the health of the players is going to have a large determinative nature and how the season plays out. So the healthier teams in baseball are going to be more successful and ultimately have the best chance to win the World Series. And the players understand that. So the players are going to be very motivated to be healthy to want to bring a World Series here.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, Rick, because I think that's what most people are thinking. When you guys win the World Series, if it's an Astros or a star by it, I mean, people are going to say 2020 was that one year that, you know, Major League Baseball at some point, because we had you on earlier in the spring, and we didn't really know. We were all hoping baseball would be back. I think everybody is on board now they're back, because it got kind of ugly there for a minute. But the small market teams, again, and we talked about this, we think it would benefit the small market teams now, because everybody can see what it's like. But if you look for a team that won the World Series and a guy like Zimmerman not playing, that's going to be very impactful. And I know you got the 45 to 60 man pool.
Mm-hmm.
Financially, how does that work, Rick? I mean, if you have that many guys available, or you can activate so many guys, if you know the answer to that?
Yeah. We, you know, basically we're going to start out on the major league roster. So the players actually play in the major league games. We're going to start out with 30 players for the first 15 days. Then it goes down to 28 players. Then it goes down to 26 for the rest of the season. And then we have, as you correctly pointed out, we're going to have an additional pool of players that are going to be available. We're going to use Appleton to help for additional players that are going to be available. So we'll have a larger pool. You know, just as we in the past years, you'd have minor league players that you can pick up and bring in. Now, you know, since the minor league system doesn't exist, we're going to have a pool of players in Appleton and others available. So, we hope that we have plenty of options. And it'll be very interesting because the rosters are expanded. It's a shortened season. It's going to be a different kind of season. And teams that adjust and pivot and think of how they take advantage of whatever rule changes we're going to see and other, you know, sort of idiosyncrasies of the season, those teams are going to be successful. But I will tell you this, the number one determiner of a successful team is the health of that team. And the team that is the healthiest is the team, I think, that's going to win it.
Great point.
Talking with Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations here on The Fan. I've got two more for you. I saw yesterday the Oakland Athletics came out with something similar to what you're doing as far as having cutouts. And now they've got price ranges. They started like, I think, $29 or $30 and go up to like $129. And those that are at the higher end of this, apparently if a foul ball hits their cutout, they will ship the foul ball to you from the game. So you can keep the foul ball if it hits your cutout during the game. Have you thought of anything like that?
Yeah, I saw that, and I think that's very clever. You know, my view is I haven't given up on the concept of potentially having fans in the stands. And if we have fans in the stands, I frankly want to make sure that I haven't promised people who paid for a cutout that their cutout would be in the stands where in a month or two or whatever, I'd have a real fan sitting there. So I wanted to be sensitive to that. The other thing is I think we started out, you know, sort of simple, $50, you know, 500, the first 500, put them in the euchre seats. If this thing becomes popular and takes off, yeah, I think candidly, there's no harm and nothing wrong with taking advantage of ideas that other teams have come up with. So I applaud the A's for creativity. And
Rick, how many can I buy? Can I buy one for all my kids? Am I limited to just one credit card?
No, you can get as many as you want. Because Brewers Community Foundation will be very pleased to take to take as much as you can donate. And if you've got some great
images, we're
gonna
sell more than 500, man.
I would love to do that, and so that's great. And I think partially because you guys are doing such a good job of promoting this. We'll probably blow through that 500 pretty quickly, and then we're
going to easily.
We'll figure it out, but it's a good problem to have, right? Figure out a way to make more of these.
Rick, that's the other thing I brought up earlier for $50.
We'll get the whole big show out.
Okay, so you're going to get the thing up in the stands, a cutout or whatever. When the season is done, are you going to send these cutouts back to the people that bought them so they can hold on to them and talk about the 2020 season? And yeah, my cutout was at Miller Park, and this is what it looked like, and all of that stuff.
Here's we have not promised that, and here's the simple
reason. I'm a signed man and donated to charity.
The simple reason is that just because of logistics, it's hard to do that, especially if we expand this from 500 and you're talking into the thousands to try to do this and preside them at the end of the season. Just logistically would be kind of a nightmare. So we have not promised that again. It's not a bad idea. I just think that looking at labor and manpower and logistics, it's probably a lot of work to do that, and I don't want to falsely promise something to somebody and then not deliver.
I said two questions. I lied. Here's a third. 422, that's the section. That's where all these cutouts are going to be. Are you going to have a camera mounted up there or a cameraman up there, like as return shots in and out of breaks for Fox Sports Wisconsin to get some of these on TV from game to game?
Yeah, the goal, here's what we're going to do. We're certainly our friends at Fox are aware of this, and they are great partners. So one of our goals is to make sure that these have some camera visible activity. We also obviously have opportunities on social media to post some of the images, and there's a lot of fun things we can do. So I feel pretty good that that these will be have great exposure in many different platforms.
Sounds good. There he is, Rick Schlesinger, Brewers president of business operations. They go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. On the Brewers website. So if you want a cutout, make sure to get on there.
We tweeted the link out, too, for everybody.
$50. Get yourself a cutout tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Thanks so much for coming on, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
You guys are great. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha. Take care. Rick Schlesinger, president of business operations for the Brewers on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It's your passion outgrowing your home. Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. And there at the end of the interview, Gary, we got our answer as to why we do not have these cutouts down behind home and up and down first and third base. And that is, they're still hoping that they can put fans in the stands, and they don't want to have cutouts in those stands they could have people, real live people, sitting at some point during the course of the season. And I think many Brewer fans are probably pretty excited at the fact that they might be able to go see a Brewer game in person at some point before this whole thing is done. So
even if they
good
have
news.
To cover like the first five or six rows, like the like they're going to do in Lambeau, so they don't do a leap. And maybe get some fans starting. I don't know how they would do it. We should ask them, would they do a lottery system for that? How do they pick the fans? Maybe next time we'll get them on. But if they call me and say, we're going to move your cutout because we want somebody to sit there, I'm gonna be like, okay, fine. Move it. I'd rather a fan to enjoy that experience than the cutout. But in the meantime, I'm going to have my picture right up there, and I'll be doing that at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock tomorrow morning on the Brewers website. Morning. Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane comes up next at 5:35. You will also have a chance to hear from Giannis, majority of his presser. We will play that back for you coming up again at 5:35. Time now for the Chevy Drive Home Moment of the Big Show, and it features Emily Walden, minor league baseball reporter that we had on earlier today.
It's time for the Chevy Drive Home Moment of the Big Show.
You think these markets like Milwaukee get hurt more by this shutdown maybe than the bigger markets?
I think it could play a factor. It really does depend, as you guys know, on the type of foundation that these clubs have. What kind of resources do they have access to? How are they able to sort of bounce back from this type of a situation? And you'll start to see again, too, how are these front offices handling it? What guys are really working to keep as much stability in the organization as they can? Because as we all know, everybody's going to handle these types of things differently. And I think we'll see what clubs really have faith in. And those are the teams I think that'll sort of stand apart from the pack throughout all of this. But I think at the end of the day, from the minor league perspective, those affiliates are going to hurt, and they're going to hurt for a while.
Your drive home today on The Fan was driven by WisconsinDrivesChevy.com.